Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna. God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber. Ashley Savoni. She don't take no baloney.
Hot dang. It's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster,
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony, give them hell, Miss Noel,
the incredible edible Matthews sisters,
and Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens,
happens, happens,
watch what crappens, watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens, watch what crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me on the high seas of Tahiti is my favorite skipper. It's Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast. What's going on?
Well, hello, Ben.
How are you doing today?
Good. I've got some fresh popovers in the oven.
Oh, you know, I'm going to make some popovers. Well, I mean, I tried doing it earlier this week, and I think I may make some more because I want to. Have you ever been to the restaurant BLT? It's like a chain the way
I feel like that's an unfair thing to name a restaurant BLT. Like, who doesn't like a BLT except for me, because I'm a temporary vegetarian.
I actually don't like BLTs very much. I feel like it's a sandwich made of toppings with nothing. Like, there's no there, as they would say. But it actually stands for Bistro Laurent Tourandel, and they have these famous popovers, and they serve them to everyone, and they give you the little recipe. So I want to make the BLT popovers. I've got the popover bug, and thanks to our friend Alicia, she gave us popover pans, and that poor Alicia broke her leg severely in France, so get well soon, Alicia. I'm excited to finally put your popover pan to use.
I'm using that popover pan as we speak. I don't know why the hell we're talking about popovers. Someone said the word popover, I think because I used to talk about them on the show all the time, because I get obsessed with one food product a month, and I get obsessed until I learn how to make it, and then I'm like, I will never eat another popover again. I've had 9 million popovers. It's like 50 pounds and 90 popovers later. And then this week someone said, I made the popovers. You know, when you talked about them, they're so good. And then, boom, we talked about popovers, and you had them at a restaurant. And then today I was like, that's it. It's popovers, okay? I can't hold it anymore. I've had popovers like 5 times this week.
No, I'm very excited. I think it was my friend Katie who actually – told you about. We were talking about popovers and biscuits backstage in New York. So speaking about popovers and biscuits, come see our popovers and biscuits in Seattle next month. It's only a few weeks away, November 9th. Love Seattle. Love everything Seattle has. Seafood, the rain, the coffee shops, Nintendo, Amazon. We love it all. It's where I came out of the closet, was in Seattle. True story. So everyone come out of the closet with me again. That makes no sense. It makes no sense. Just come. Go to watchwhatcrappens.com to get tickets. And then we have a show in Nashville that'll be super fun. Y'all, our shows are so fun. I really, if you haven't been to our show, we really hope you take advantage of these opportunities to come see it, because like, it's so fun for us to meet all the Crappens listeners, but really for just a bunch of us fellow Bravo fans to be in one room together laughing and jeering at our favorites. So good. So go to watchacrappens.com to do that. And be sure to buy a King of Snarkasm t-shirt that Ronnie made, because those are divine.
They're out now for the rest of the month, kids.
Yeah.
And now, look what we have coming up. Below Deck.
I love this show. I am so into this season. It's only been like 2 episodes, 3 episodes maybe. I don't know. But you know, when a cast is right, a cast is right, and you know it from the jump. And Below Deck has been, it's been so good. I don't know why. I just like it. I like it, okay? I'm sorry.
cast is right. Cast is right. This cast is right. Okay. This cast is already so fucking crazy. I'm loving every bit of it. I'm loving watching the slow breakdown of Caroline. He was getting crazier by the second.
Yeah.
And people like Caroline, you know, if you don't give them any attention, they will start literally having fits on their own,
yeah,
which is what starts happening in this episode.
Yeah, totally. And also, I mean, obviously our love of Kate Chastain, we've never shied away from it. We love her. And this season has really given her a chance to be totally Kate-like. You know, last season she had to really be, she was like herding cats, like all these newbies, and she was just getting frustrated. This season, Kate just gets to be a spectator. Well, not, I mean, she's active, but she gets to just really launch all these like passive-aggressive, you know, comments all the time. She's just at like peak Kate-ness, and that's just makes for great television.
Yeah, so we really need it, okay, at the end of the day.
Yeah. So we start off the episode. We are still in the midst of the fight between Riley and Chandler, where Chandler told her to, like, basically, like, you're being crazy. You know, the crew's going to wake up at 6 a.m. The deck crew's going to wake up at 6 a.m. to wash the boat as a punishment for Ashton and then later Riley. And, you know, they're sitting around the crew mess. And Ross is telling Riley, like, you know, don't forget, Chandler's still your boss, you know. And something we did not mention last week, which I had wanted to mention and I forgot, and then a few of our listeners were like, you have to mention this, the overabundance of core water bottles on this yacht. It's out of control.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Everywhere.
I just noticed the hungry dogs waiting at the entrance of the boat, like they're just waiting for the one that's too drunk, and they're going to eat them, you know? Like Tahitian dogs just waiting outside. I haven't even noticed the water. Is Core a new sponsor? Hi, Core.
I think so. They actually are in the credits. So it's like everything they do, they're like, well, let's get some Core water for that. Like, we're serving ahi tuna on a bed of Core water bottles.
Well, listen here, Chandler's your boss, and you got to listen to what he says. And she goes, you weren't there when he said I could speak freely. And she's so mad, and she is such an Alaskan bush woman right now. Like, she's still wearing her shirt with her nipples being grayed out, and she's got her feet up on the bench. So she's basically, like, wombing everybody, you know, at the same time. And I was like, I love this crazy girl's anger.
Yeah.
Like, I love her just raw Alaskan bush person anger.
What is an Alaskan bush person?
I don't know, but Alaskan bush people are on that reality show, and they just look really scary. They're like, we're Alaskan bush people.
Oh, okay. They're Alaskans who voted for George Bush.
Well, I'm sure a lot of them did. Let me see here. Alaskan bush people. It's a documentary, adventure, reality, special interest. And if you look it up, they look like, yeah, well, you didn't hear when he said he's my boss, and he can talk to me freely.
They're basically extras from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So Kate goes, so what happened in the van? Because I'm Team Chandler. And she goes, excuse me, I'm Team Pashmina. Did I say Chandler? I meant Pashmina.
So Riley tries to tell the story, and she's like, he said I could speak freely, and then he got mad, and then he stormed out of the van. And Chandler comes out with his eyes popping out of his sockets, you know, like a back groaning character. With
bland rage.
And she's like, I was disrespected. And he said, you lost your shit, dude. Like, what am I even supposed to do right now? She's like, sorry to speak while you're interrupting.
And I still take issue with him as her pixelated nipples go like bouncing left and right. I still take issue with him saying you fucking lost your shit, because
she did lose her shit
only like after he like gaslit her. Honestly, like when she was in the van and she says the deck crew is gonna be pissed if you make us wake up at 6 a.m. She said a few times she was not screaming or anything, and he's like, whoa, and then finally she loses her shit because he's kept on being like, you're being crazy. So then she actually did become crazy. And what bothers me about Riley is like, There are a few times in this episode where, like, I can really understand her frustration. And then there are a few times this episode where I'm like, she's fucking crazy. And it's like, I hate when I can't get fully behind someone. I'm like, I'm trying to root for you, Riley.
It sucks because we argued about this last week, right? It was your argument of, like, men treat women like this in the workplace. If they say anything, they're fucking crazy women.
Yeah.
And I was saying, yeah, but she is acting crazy. And you don't get to act like that, whether you're a woman or a man. You don't get to talk like – you know, that was, like, the basic gist of the argument. But then this week, I'm like, oh, my God, Ben's right. Like, they're total chauvinist pigs.
Well, it's. I mean, it's. You know, I know we talked about it last week, but it's an interesting thing. An interesting thing to discuss because she doesn't get taken seriously, so she sort of has to like. She kind of has to like be really assertive to be heard, and then people are like, ugh, she just comes so hard. She's so aggressive, and then and sometimes she really is. You're like, Riley, that's really not how to get your point across. But then I'm like, am I saying that because she's a woman? Like, if it were a man doing that, like, the entire time I'm thinking, if she were a man, how would they be reacting? How would I be reacting? And I thought it was actually, like, fascinating. It was fascinating to see. I, like, still don't have an answer for it, like, but I did have some introspection, and that was nice.
Well, I guess we'll get to it as it comes up in the episode, but yeah. There are definitely points where these guys just are chauvinist pigs.
They really
you know?
Are.
And that is the tradition of Below Deck, med and regular flavor.
They really are. But there are some moments where she is, like, now, see, Riley, that's an opportunity where you could, like, you could have said that in a different way, whether you're a man or a woman, and it would have been a better way to ingratiate yourself with your coworkers, you know? But we'll get to it, as you said.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
So anyway, so they're talking and everything, and like, I'm starting to speak while you're fucking interrupting. And so then I loved it. This made me laugh out loud. She's like, I mean, like he goes back inside and she's like, I don't know. Like, he's such a fucking prick or whatever. Like, maybe I'm just like missing the whole, and she wants to say missing the whole way to approach him. And Kate just goes, point, missing the whole point.
And then Riley, like, does the circle with her head, like, oh, bitch, really? Like, she's like, I'm going to take on Kate now.
Yeah.
Which anybody who's ever watched a show, which I'm sure they all have, you don't take on Kate until at least mid-season, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Right now, Kate hasn't done anything. You got to wait for Kate to be bitchy in some way, and then you can jump on that train. But she hasn't even done anything yet. And then Kate's like, look, I understand you, but right now, you're the only person yelling, and maybe you shouldn't yell. Yeah. And Riley's like,
if I were you, I would go to sleep.
Fuck, I want to do, all right? She goes, oh, so now it's okay to speak to people disrespectfully? I'm confused.
I'm confused.
I've been working on my Kate voice. Do you like it?
I like it. And they cut to Josiah, and he's just staring. He's just staring at, like, Riley, then at Kate with this look that's like, don't worry, Kate. I will destroy her and that cheap Alaskan polyblend she calls a dress.
Josiah. And then Ross is like, I'm leaving. Like, he gets so scared of the confrontation. He runs down the hallway, which killed me. And then Kate is like full on going for Riley now. And she's like, I'm confused. And Riley's like, are you? Or are you just being condescending? She goes, just don't dig a little deeper. Okay, I would just stop. I would just stop. Okay. And it was like a very calm version of Taylor Armstrong in Beverly Hills when she's like, stop, because Kate even did the hand motions of stop. I would just stop. Okay? Yeah, stop.
I was surprised that when Riley said, are you really concerned, are you really confused, are you just being condescending, I was surprised Kate didn't say thank you, I was going for that, thank you so much. But then Kate she's like, well, you know what, she has no yachting experience and she needs to respect everyone else above her, and everyone else is above her, so literally Josiah and I are on a different level that we look down on her in the crew mess. Yes.
And she just saunters down the hallway.
With a bowl. She does one of her. Here's how you can tell Kate now hates someone, but she has also just shut it down. She picks up a bowl and flares her elbow out to the left and exits like that. Like, I am exiting with a bowl, but my elbow is also out, which shows that I've had a recent victory in the personnel department. Thank you.
And then Adrian's next to Riley doing the wave with his hand. He's like, yeah, calm. Energy. Calm, baby. Yeah, namaste. She's like, I'm good, okay? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, shut up, Riley. Yeah. So now it's...
Shut up, chef. Who does that? I hate when you're like fighting with someone and then there's the yogi who's like, come on, man. It's all about like love in your heart. Shut the fuck up, okay? No, it's not. I'm getting into a street fight.
Yeah, how about you make her a dessert already? Because that's all she really wants. You know, that's what we saw at the end.
Yeah, she's asked for chocolate 20 times.
That's, you know, that's like, that would have, it would have all been saved if you just gotten her like a ho-ho or something, you know? So now it's 5:45 in the morning, and this poor deck crew has to wake up because honestly, I keep on wanting to say Brian Chandler. He's a dick, you know? So they're all waking up. And guess who's the first one out there, by the way? It's Riley.
Yeah, she gets out there. And let's see. Riley hates him. Okay. Yeah. So Caroline goes to Riley. She's like, how are we feeling this morning? How are we feeling? How are we feeling? I said in a crazy way. And then Riley goes, some bosun, right?
And then,
like, she's so pissed.
She is pissed. And then Ashton is talking with Chandler. He's like, say, bro, what happened last night? I totally blacked out and I don't have any memory of what. And Chandler's like, it was basically 90 minutes of everyone waiting for you. I'm like, you know what? Stop this. Because we saw the timestamps. It was 40 minutes. And then you started telling people it was an hour. And now you're up to an hour and a half. Okay, you have to stop this, Chandler.
That's like me. Like, if I'm on hold too long with the cable company or whatever when I'm complaining, which is like once a month, and they finally get on the phone, I'm like, I have been on the phone for 3 hours. It's like, they have a timer, you idiot.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, Ashton says that. Like, it was basically like 90 minutes of everyone waiting for you, and then she got out of hand. I'm like, no, you... Like, you gaslit. You made her get out of hand. I'm sorry. And yes, we all should control our emotions, but, like, he acts like she got, like, out of nowhere. She became a problem. Like, you did that, Ashton.
He's like, Chandler. He's like, I'm glad she got up and did her job, but she dug a hole, and we're going to have a serious conversation. And his eyes are, like, so fucking wide. It's like he's getting an eye exam, you know?
Yeah, it is. There's nothing more dangerous than digging a hole on a yacht. We could sink.
We're all dying. We're all going to die, goddammit. So the boat cleaning commences, and everyone's like passively aggressively cleaning this boat, or passive aggressively cleaning this boat. And then Caroline is downstairs texting to really sad music. And I was like, okay, it's either a dying parent or someone who just broke up with them.
Yes.
How does that happen every season on this show?
Yeah, it's kind of amazing. Like, whenever you see someone like texting quietly alone, you're like, okay, someone just broke up or died or is dying.
Yeah, it's a weird trope. Like, how do they do that every single time?
Just goes to show that we're all going through a lot of shit. It doesn't matter who you are. You're going through shit on a boat. I don't know.
Yeah, so unfortunately, no one's breaking up with her. Her mother has early onset dementia, and it's really sad. And she's like, I've struggled with it. And I'm like, well, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, I've struggled with it, especially since she's in denial. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's kind of part of it.
Yeah.
So now it's really sad. And, you know, and it makes you feel for Caroline because really she's done nothing yet to make anybody hate her. She's just really high strung, right?
And everyone's being actually exceptionally patient with her. Like, Kate and Josiah, like, at this point, they should have just been, like, relentlessly mocking her. But they've been really friendly to her and supportive. But that clearly is not going to last long. So now it's 9 a.m. And Josiah and Kate are doing what I call the morning show, which is that they're, like, in their room just, like, talking about the night before. And he's like, I love that he made them all work at 6 a.m. How devilish of him.
She's like, I'll never punish anyone that way. Which is true. She doesn't punish. She punishes you by, like, literally following you around and, like, hurting your feelings. Which I think is a way more acceptable way to do. I think it's probably more effective.
Yeah. You know? It's like, Caroline, do you need me to show you how to use a can opener? I just wasn't sure. You seem to be pretty maladept at everything. Is that a word? I'm not sure. So then, so Riley is like, she's like, you know what? I regret pissing Kate off, but not Chandler. Not Chandler.
Yeah, what a dick. She keeps going, he's a prick.
Yeah.
So then we get Captain and Kate having breakfast together, and she's like, oh, they started work at 6. And he's like, who fucked up? She's like, oh, Riley, rank doesn't have a lot of value to her. And he goes, it will. She's like, huh? And he's like, ha, ha. She's like, ha, ha, ha.
Kate's like, my work here is done. I'm going to leave the bowl here, and I'm going to exit without holding it to show that I'm in a happy place. So so Riley's upstairs on the deck, and she's around the jacuzzi. She's, like, doing some of the jacuzzi with Chandler, and she's like, so let me know if the jacuzzi is fine or if you want me to put more elbow grease into it. And he's like, it's fine. She goes, fucking prick.
meeting.
Preferenci. Come on. Time to meet. Kate.
Why don't they have a better name for preferenci meetings? Because they abbreviate everything. Like, I feel like, you know, they talk about, like, I don't know. I can't think of any examples. But, like, you know, going to the bridge is like, go bridge. But, like, Preference sheet meeting, so many syllables. Come up with a nickname for it, please. That's my request.
Pref sheet meeting.
That's a pref sheet. Pref sheet.
So today's guests are Ellen and Danielle, the loveliest charter guests ever. They had the worst luck ever. I mean, our chef quit. Then we get that chef who's like, Leon. What was that chef's name?
Bernie? Leon.
Oh, Leon. Yeah. The terrible chef Leon.
Yeah.
And then she's like, our stewardess put grenadine in our oysters. And then we see Rocky like, yeah, I'm feeling some grenadine. Like dancing around the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was probably the best episode of Below Deck of all time. That was just the craziest thing we've ever seen. So Kate's like, she's just like, I just want to have the perfect charter, which means that it's like immediately cursed. So downstairs in the crew mess, people are eating with Adrian and they're like, so like, Adrian, like, how do you come up with like what you're going to feed everyone? How do you stock? How do you choose how you're going to provision your food? And he's like, I meditate on it. Yeah. I use my third eye and I just sort of think like, what do they want to eat? And I just sort of choose that. I'm like, you better not meditate on whatever I want to eat. Because when I go on a yacht, I'm going to put my pressure sheet. I'm saying, this is what I want. Don't third eye blind me, okay?
Yeah, like I'll know if they're allergic to fish, so I make lots of fruit. It always works out perfectly. Wow.
Gosh, it's time to go to a commercial. Oh, Craig.
So then Ashton and Caroline, no. Josiah. Caroline's making beds.
Josiah and Caroline are making
beds. I'm sorry, guys. This cast changes every season.
The name
it
is
takes
really
me
hard.
At least like half a year to figure out everyone's name. No, so Caroline's making beds with
Josiah.
And she, Josiah, and she's like,
he literally goes, they're just sitting there doing their like the sheets or whatever. And he's like, are you excited for charter number two? And she goes, super stoked, super stoked. He's like, excuse me. I just love that she can say super stoked and just break down in tears a second later.
And she like starts throwing down her arms at her thighs, you know, like slapping her. She's like, and he sees it, but he's just ignoring it because that's what you have to do. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at if you're walking down the street and there's someone on the sidewalk like hunched over and they're looking at you, the second you look and smile is when they're like, "Can I have $5?" Okay, you just keep walking. Okay, so he just keeps making that bed. So Kate enters and she's like, "Hello, bed." And so sorry. Wait, who's calling?
What's that?
Oh my god, my ringer's on. Look. It's, hey, bitch, my ringer.
Oh. Wow. It's Caroline calling to say, I'm fine. So, yeah, Kate just walks in, and Caroline just runs out crying. And Kate just stares at Josiah like, wow, you are truly the best stew I've ever had. You made her cry so effortlessly.
She goes, so you could talk to her. So then Caroline is like in the hallway or in the stairwell crying. Yeah. And he's like, Caroline, oh, you're cleaning the walls. Well, that shows initiative.
Are you okay? Look at my enthusiasm about asking about your emotional state. Are you okay? She's like, just give me a second. What's going on?
I'm fine.
Are you sure?
Okay. I'll meet you in the master.
Okay.
Kate's like, what happened? He's like, who knows? So then Kate sees Caroline. She's like,
are you okay?
Yeah, because Caroline comes back in. You okay?
She's like, oh, I just had a rough patch of stuff at home. It's just stuff with my mom. It was so bad. And she tells her the thing. And Kate's like, oh my god. You okay?
I'm so sorry for you.
I'm so sorry. You know what might make you feel better? Yeah. I'm making that bed.
Yeah. Hospital corners. Yeah.
Mom's like when beds are made.
Yeah.
So.
Mom, she'll remember that. So then Josiah's like, being on a yacht is like being in a weird family. If someone is upset about something, you just have to be there for them. They just cut to Caroline crying alone. I'm like,
or you just lock them out of your room.
Unfortunately, I don't have much of a family life. Cry alone, Caroline. Cry alone.
Poor Caroline. So then the chef is on the phone, and he's like, baby,
It's so nice to hear your voice, baby. I wish I could go to water with you, baby. And then he tells us, I'm in an open relationship with my girlfriend because I'm young and I love the pleasures of the flesh. She's like me, so calm and stress-free. Like, I can't take all the hecticness and all the stressivity.
And
I'm
the aggressivity.
Shut up!
He needs to meet Quad. So so now Riley and Chandler are going to have their talk. And Chandler like does not want to he does not want to talk with her. And he's like, he just doesn't want to deal with her. And he goes, I just physically do not have the mental capacity to deal with her. I'm like, I don't think that you physically don't have the mental capacity, or you mentally don't have the physical capacity. It doesn't quite work. That's workshop that, Chandler.
He always looks like he's going to kill somebody on Lifetime. He's like, last night, things were probably said that we both regret. And she's like, just like giving him that look. He's like, I did not handle it as good as I could have, and we're good.
Yeah.
But the way it happened, would you talk to Captain like that? And she's like, because, like, you're not a captain.
Yeah, right? Exactly. And he's like, and then she's like, when you told me to shut up, I shut up. He's like,
then you went off
control.
Yeah, he's like, then you went off for an hour and a half in the mess, which is right in my bedroom.
Yeah. And then she's like, I'm not sure where I spoke to you disrespectfully. And now I'm like, now Riley, see, now Riley, I've been on your side, but don't start acting like you don't know what you said was what was disrespectful that you said. Like, you're pretty out of control. Like, you were disrespectful on the boat once you finally got back to the boat. Like, he wound you up, but you were disrespectful.
Yeah, he's like, I don't have time for this shit. You respect me, right? And she's like, yes, sir. And then she's like, she tells us, you want respect, then you give me respect. You don't just get respect from me, you earn it. And I was like, well, there's your first mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, look, as a person who's worked in kitchens my whole life, if I ever talk like that, I'd have a knife thrown at my head. And you know how I know that? Do you know how many pans have hit me in the head? Many.
Many.
Many pans.
Many, I'm sure. Tons. So then, meanwhile, so Ross is hanging out with Chandler later on. And Ross is just so good for setting up a gay porno moment. He's like, so, getting tired there, brother? And Chandler's like, yeah. Should we call it a night? And Chandler's like, ready to get horizontal. I'm like, it's like a full-on Sean Cody movie in here.
And they're both wax, too.
Yeah.
Then Kate and Josiah are making their own porn movie in the laundry room. It's like, look at you doing laundry. He's like, I love laundry. She's like, me too.
Captain Lee's pants, they don't receive an iron well. He's like, oh, I just ironed two sets of them. Oh, my God. Give him
the
guns.
God, I'm in love with you. It's like The Notebook on Below Deck.
He's like, the weirdest thing happened earlier today. The mop was crying on the staircase. I didn't understand what was happening.
He's like, the oddest thing happened. I was doing the captain's pants, and I pressed this little button with a poof on it, and it started talking to me. She's like, that was Caroline.
It turns out that if you squeeze Caroline, the captain's pants will actually flatten out. No, that was an iron. God damn it, I can't figure them out. So then we see a shot of Kate texting someone and just goes, Hi, just wanted to confirm the ukulele player for tonight. Thanks. And I'm just like imagining in my head that she just sends that to random people just to freak them out. Like, what? Huh? It's like her version of a game on the yacht.
I feel like it's just to everybody who's been fired before her, you know?
Rocky is somewhere in like a musical review in the corner of Nebraska. Like, oh my God, they need me.
Yeah, Rocky's like some cappuccino machine in the Swiss Alps. Like, God damn it.
So now it's more cleaning.
Now's where I start. I'm like, okay, these guys really are being douchebags, okay? Because Riley comes into the mess, and Ross is like, Riley, have we got Smiley Riley today? She's like, so far. And then Chandler just drinks his coffee really slowly. He's like, I'm like, oh, God. Now they're going to start giving Riley, like, are we Smiley today, Riley?
Exactly.
Are we Saddy Batty? You know?
And then Adrian's upstairs in the kitchen talking about that, how he wants to make up for what Alan went through. He's like, I just hope my food will give Alan that spark of craziness that no one else has. I'm like, he had oysters with grenadine in them. I think he's had enough sparks of craziness.
Yeah, did you not see the Rocky clip they just played?
Exactly.
So then Kate is like, it's me, Kate. Just making sure that ukulele's coming. Bloop. Thanks.
She's like texting her local representative. They're like, what's this?
Dear President of Tahiti.
Just want to confirm the ukulele player. Great. Thank you so much. It's like, Kate, stop trolling everyone. Hi, local manager of a Dunkin' Donuts in the middle of North Carolina. Just want to confirm the ukulele player that you'll be sending later today. Like, what the...
What the? It's Captain Lee.
Kate, why are you calling me at work?
It's like, hello, President of Tahiti.
I guess we've learned a lot of things about each other right now. So so now it's time to get all of a sudden this like tribal music comes on and the guests are arriving. And so they all have to line up. And Chandler's like, all right, everyone like line up on the same piece of wood. He's so blandly annoying. Like, why?
Yeah, and it seems like he's just doing stuff like that because the captain's there. The captain just ignores him.
And poor Caroline. Did you notice Caroline got like some of her hair in her mouth, but she like wants to keep her hands behind her back, you know, to be proper. So she's like,
I'll just suffer. I'll just choke on my hair.
And then Riley's like, fucking prick. Again.
Kate's like, could someone hit the vacuum cleaner? It seems to be stuck. Oh, that's just Caroline with hair in her mouth. Okay.
So everybody comes, they get the massage, everything's being set up, and Riley's like, what section do these bars go into? Do these go here or do they go into the closet? Are these two go into the closet or do they go into the bar? Sorry, but where do they go? I'm just trying to get this right. And she just asks questions. And then so they keep asking him, but the guys are getting frustrated, and Ashton's like, it's okay, just take it easy, Riley. And she's like, I am taking it easy. I just said sorry. And he's like, just stay calm, Riley. It's like, I am calm. Stop saying take off. Like, they are really learning, and she's about to throw them all overboard.
Yeah, she's going nuts. Well, because she was like, okay, where should I put this? Because the captain said one thing, and then someone said the other thing, and like, should I put this? He's like, we have to go, Riley. We have to get the passerelle up. The passerelle. And she's like, he's like, take it easy, Riley. Take it easy. I'm like, she's just asking where to put the bags, you know.
Oh, God. And then Ross. My God. Ross is not ever going to recover from some of these lines he's giving on this show. What a dick. He's like, she's trying to prove that she's a working woman. And I see she is, but we have to come up with a plan to keep her in line. This attitude she has is unacceptable. It's unacceptable. Like, oh, my God.
Well, Ross knows the reality that, honestly, the most targeted people in this country are men. Really? And then Captain Lee's like, and of course the fucking wind picks up. Of course. God damn it, wind.
Kate's like, don't worry. I've got colored stones to throw on a table.
and a wooden fish to put right in the middle. I totally noticed that too. Kate was like, keep calm. Put the pebbles down. Try to ignore the can of Pringles in the corner that's crying. Oh, I'm sorry, Caroline.
Kate should have one of those t-shirts. Keep calm and put stones on a table.
Keep calm and make a tablescape. So it's getting windier and windier. The guests are sitting down for lunch. Ashton is now gossiping to Chandler about Riley. And he's like, I'm trying to be nice to her and say it's not a problem. And she just fucking runs her mouth. I'm just trying to fucking calm it down. I'm like, she wasn't running her mouth. She was asking questions and you're ignoring her. So she's like going to keep asking until you give her an answer, you know?
Yeah. So is this where they're having lunch? This is where scenes start going so fast that I've got 20 pages of notes.
I know, I'm like, so
are we
notes.
Talking about Pearl Couscous next?
Who's that? She sounds lovely.
So let's see. So Ashton tattletales to Chandler, and Chandler's like, I'll have a talk with her. So then the weather starts acting up. Yeah, Chandler and Ross. And he's like, look, we're going to have a meeting, but I don't want to make this about one person, even though it is.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have a meeting with all of us, okay?
Yeah. And I'm sure Riley won't be able to tell at all that it's about one person because she's just a simple little girl. So,
especially when I look right after and say, do you have anything to say for yourself, Missy?
Especially when I say, some gingers on this yacht have a lot of questions and act up a lot and have to keep calm.
and put down a tablescape.
Caroline's like, are they talking about me? So the deckhands all gather for this little meeting, and Chandler, he does the same thing. He's like, well, I guess you said it, never mind.
Basically he's like, okay guys, bickering has to stop. And Ashton goes, yeah, you know, Riley, every time we say something, we get this attitude. I'm not enjoying myself, okay? This is my job. I'm not enjoying myself. I'm trying to help you, and you shut me down. How about just listening? Ashton tells us, who is this girl on this boat? She's a flipping junior deckhand. I would never give attitude to my superiors.
Yeah. He's like, I'm trying to tell you what we have to do with the pisser reels, and I'm trying to help you, and you're shutting me down by telling me what you're feeling inside your head. I'm like, what? That's called talking to people. That's called interacting.
Yeah. So then Kate's like, Kate, losers, Kate to losers, Kate to losers, anybody there?
Anyone?
We still have luggage.
No, not you, Caroline. Losers. Outdoor losers.
All right. Hi to everyone in this special meeting downstairs. You are all the losers.
Yeah. Okay. Hi. Does anyone want to move the luggage out of the main gallery? Because it's actually still here and not in their rooms, and we've actually been on sea for about 6 hours. Anyone want to do that? Anyone?
And Chandler's like, main loser to Kate. Stand by, Kate. Stand by. Oh, hell no. I was like taking off my earrings and putting Vaseline in my ponytail. I was like, oh, hell no. And then Chandler keeps lecturing. He's like, I said no pecking order, but that changes now. Ross, lead deck. Ashton, second. You, third. This is not a democracy.
Would you like to chime in? What part of... It's not a democracy. Do you want to chime in? I'm like,
yeah. Do you want to vote now, bitch? And so Kate's like, hi, Kate to losers, the three dumpty dums downstairs, Dumbledee, Dumbledum, and Dumble Yelly Pants. This is me. Are you all super busy? Because there is luggage up here. And Riley's like, are you guys going to answer Kate?
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah, she goes, yeah, exactly. Which is like, again, that's one of those moments where it's like, now, Riley, what you should be saying is, hey, I know we're in the middle meeting, but should we answer Kate? Instead of like, would one of you like to answer Kate? One of you, you know?
And then, of course, Chandler does it totally wrong. It's like, we're in a team meeting, Kate. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, after a team meeting, you might want to get the luggage. And I'll tell my guests they can't change because they want to feel better because you guys have feelings. Okay?
Yeah. Enjoy your team meeting, whatever that means. That's cute of you. That's really cute.
You guys put the in team.
Yeah.
So thanks for that.
So have a fun powwow. Yeah. I'll just tell them that they can't change because you're having a powwow and talk about how you feel too much and work too little. Sure. Yeah. Enjoy that.
So the captain hears, and he's like, get the goddamn luggage, losers.
Get the goddamn luggage out of the goddamn main salon right now before this goddamn wind picks up any longer. And while you're at it, find out where that goddamn ukulele player is.
On it. So Kate's like, I got lucky because the majority of the drama is on the deck crew.
I mean, Caroline's definitely going to have a few breakdowns, but she bounces back. She comes back.
And then it cuts to Caroline with the guests, and she's like pouring water, and she goes, oh, if I was a cartoon, I'd be going, Aruga!
Kate's like, well, I guess bouncing back is it's all in perspective, right?
You see her eyes popped out, but she can still see.
It's like, you know, the other day I stepped on a rake, and it came swinging right back at my face, so I took my foot off, and it went back down and saved myself from getting hit in the face with a rake. Oh, I just remembered it was not a rake. That was actually Caroline.
So everybody gets their massages. The massages are set up outside, and they brought all these masseuses on. And one of the guys is like, yeah, this is why I didn't wear underwear. So, Jesus.
They're like,
the minute you sign on to do Below Deck, you just turn into the biggest douche.
I know. The masseuses are like, and this is why I wrote my last will and testament. I'm going to jump off this yacht right now. Thank you. So doing massages, and God is like, no, sir. And like all of a sudden there's like a squall. And so like everything's blowing around. The lady is like getting her towel blown off. Like the massage therapists are like, thank God. So they're all like running around, scampering. They go inside.
Drop anchor. Get that ukulele down in the sea right this minute. 5 shackles.
Did we ever see the ukulele?
Yes.
Oh, I never even saw it. At one point I wrote down, where's the ukulele?
No, he comes.
Sorry, I'm so unappreciative.
I have thoughts on the ukulele player when it comes time.
Oh. So they are doing this party in the beach house, this pajama party later. So they have to move everything out of there, all the toys and stuff. And Chandler's like,
we have to move everything. It's hours and hours just to clear out that beach club.
Yeah.
I just wrote that down because he's such a wuss.
I know. This guy. He really is. And Kate's upstairs with Captain Lee, and she's like, I love looking at the weather Doppler. Makes me feel psychic. Like that cloud right there. That's Caroline's next breakdown.
Also, I have to point out that Adrian from season one of this show is fighting with Captain. Well, she's trying to start a fight with Captain Lee on Twitter. I don't think he's responding. Mm-hmm. But have you seen any of that?
I feel like I saw I feel like I saw one screenshot where she said he wasn't a real captain.
Yeah, she's like, listen here, Captain Crunch. I'm like, wow, please call me a delicious breakfast cereal. What a horrible. Like, listen here, Fruity Pebbles. I'm like, I know that's homophobic, but also delicious. So yeah. I'm not sure how to feel. But she's like, don't know what fucks with my little bro. You're not even a real shit. You're not even a real captain. You just check social media all the time. Blah, blah, blah. Hashtag little bro. So I don't know if they're like boat family or if they're really related.
Who?
Adrian and this Chandler guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, God. So I'm not really sure what's going on there. But just an update for everybody. I have no idea what's happening. Aren't you glad I brought it up?
But I don't think Captain Lee was even fucking with Adrian. I mean, or Chandler. Right?
No, I guess it comes later in the season. So that's why I was asking, because I'm a little confused about what it all is. But she did say, like, listen here, Captain Crunch. And then she was hashtagging, like, little bro.
Hashtag little bro. Shut up, Adrian. Shut up, Chandler.
Yeah, Adrian, all these years later, still shut up. Keep the same shut up on, okay?
Exactly. So Captain Lee sees Josiah chopping pillows, and he's like, I've never understood the purpose of that. It's not like a weather Doppler that lets you see into the future. He's like, it's like when we look at the rain and we know we're not going to get off the boat, so we have to whoop, chop. It's also what I plan to do to Caroline tonight.
And it does start raining really, really, really bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as we said. So it's still raining out there. Let's see. Chandler is still complaining. There's like another scene of Chandler complaining.
Yeah.
And now then Josiah's making drinks. They're getting ready. Oh, yeah. Kate's like, we have a ukulele arriving. What are you making? And the chef's like, veal wrapped in asparagus. It's a great dish. And I know they're going to be blown away. And Kate's like, wow, I love that it's an hour and a half before. And you're just like, whatever, just do whatever. It's like, yeah, feelings.
Breaking news. The ukulele player is ready to be picked up. The ukulele player shows up. He's hot. Did you notice that? Like, obviously
no,
not.
I didn't even remember he came on the boat.
He was hot.
I remember she said he's ready to be picked up, but I never wrote anything down about the ukulele player again.
Well, that's too bad. He was a hot ukulele player.
Sorry, Yuki.
Yeah, that's okay after all that. So it's time, like, it's like cooking time. So Adrian makes some sort of black bean cake that's like a tower of cakes and tostada or tortilla. I don't know. It was food. Food came out. and
so all the ladies are freaking, everyone, all the customers are like, oh my God. Because Kate's like, well, should we pair some wine with the food? I think you're going to have veal tonight. And the lady's like, Veal? Oh no. Do you guys like veal? I don't eat baby animals. Isn't that baby lamb? I'm like, no, stupid. It's not baby lamb. And B, why is it okay to eat adult animals but not baby? I've never understood that. You're eating animals either way, okay? You're a murderer either way.
There may be an argument that it might be better to eat a baby animal so that way they don't have to endure a lifetime of like misery in those pens.
Yeah,
that they live
at least it didn't have time to have dreams.
Yeah. And so no one requested the veal, and one guy was like, well, I requested bacon and steak, and Alan's like, we're screwed. So they're all being like crazy about the veal. And it's like, if you didn't want veal, put it on your sheet that you don't eat veal.
Well, apparently this one's backwards and they put what they do want instead of what they don't want. Well, I guess that's what a preference sheet is, your preferences. But apparently, like, the rule in this episode is you have to say you don't want it.
Well, I like the way Adrian dealt with it, because Adrian brings up his veal-wrapped asparagus, which, by the way, he said asparagus-wrapped veal, but it was veal-wrapped asparagus. Big difference, because I was thinking to myself, how do you wrap a veal in an asparagus? So he comes, he delivers it. It looks beautiful. And Alan's like, how did you come up with this? And he's like, well, you liked bacon. He's like, yeah, but none of us had veal on our preference sheet. And Adrian goes, well, you said surprise us, so, which is kind of right. And Alan's like, the surprises was something on the preference sheet. And Adrian just like laughs and goes back into the kitchen.
Yeah, like, he's like, I trust me. Bye. Yeah. And then it's like the no music and they all eat it. And then they're like, that's as delicious.
Even the non-baby animal eater or, you know, even
she's like, I can't wait to eat a baby of every kind.
Yeah. She's like, I'm a convert. I hate babies now.
Yeah.
So now now, you know, dinner is winding down and they're going to be having their party thing. And Ashton is tired and he wants to go to sleep because he hasn't had a break all day. So Chandler's like, sorry, bro, but there's going to be a pajama party. And Ross is like, well, hey, bitch, you let Ashton go to sleep and he'll get up early and then I'll do this and that, whatever. And so Chandler's finally like, okay, fine. So Chandler's going to be on lates. There's one of the abbreviation, lates, instead of late shift. Lates.
Lates. Save so many syllables.
Oh, so good.
So the chef is getting his cake ready for dessert, and he's like, food is life. I was risky on the main, so I'm playing it safe for dessert. He said he likes peaches, so I'm giving him a piglet named Peach.
It's bacon, but from a baby pig. So, yeah, he brings out this birthday cake and sets some peaches on fire. They're all excited. And meanwhile, they start setting up this pajama party in basically the garage of the yacht, you know? So it looks kind of sad, but I guess it's what everyone wanted.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It's like, okay, here's a party in a closet with oil stains on the ground.
Yeah, enjoy.
Yeah.
So it's 12:38 a.m., and Kate tells Caroline's on lates, and she's like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep now. Well, I mean, first I'm going to talk with Josiah about you, and then I'll go to sleep.
I'm going to go tell Josiah a nighttime story about what an idiot the mop is, okay?
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's you. All right, I'm just gonna go into bed and just text a few people about the ukulele player, and then that'll be it. So she says, she basically is like, listen, just have whoever from the deck crew is gonna be up with you, just have them take out the trash, you know. And usually the late stew and the late deck guy are going to sleep at the same time. So, you know, Caroline's like, great, sounds wonderful, won't be a problem. I don't see any problems.
This sucks, and I always feel so bad for the people who are stuck on this late shift after a huge party. I mean, it is piles and piles of dishes and crap. It's terrible. And poor Caroline is like, did anybody notice me crying?
Yeah.
So she's got to clean all this shit up herself, and she calls down to Chandler, and she's like, hi, Chandler. It's Caroline. I'm not crying. I'm not crying. Do you mind taking up the upper deck trash? And he's like, I have an hour left of this work, and like, it's gonna take forever. It's like, I just need before bed. It's like,
he goes, the trash is the last thing on my mind right now. It's like, fucking dick. You have an hour left of work left to do, and she's gonna be up for actually 3 more hours than you. Okay.
Yeah, and she's like, thanks, dick. And yeah. Riley's like, yeah, fucking prick. Like in her sleep upstairs.
Exactly. She's like had a warm sensation in her dream. So, yeah. So, basically, we watch. He goes to sleep at 2:30, and she is up cleaning this and that because she has to restore the yacht to, like, 5-star level. And he just has to put boats back in the room, you know, which is a pain in the – that is a pain in the ass. I'm not taking that away. But, like, help your friend out. Don't talk about team, and then you don't help out Caroline up there in the galley.
Well, then Caroline pulls a total Caroline. She, like, whips out her journal from the sales section of Barnes & Noble, you know?
Yeah, which I love like, that she does
this. Dear
diary,
today was not an easy one, but it was a day that began and ended. Tears aside, here's what happened. So she writes this big letter and leaves it on the door, because I have to leave a letter saying, like, what the morning crew has to do the next day.
Yeah. So she goes to sleep, and now it's 6:40 in the morning. Ashton wakes up. He starts cleaning whatever, and now it's like, okay, so now it's around 8 or 10, and it's time to start breakfast, and the guests want to go see a cave off the coast. So Chandler's gonna send Ross and Riley because he does not want to deal with Riley on deck.
Yeah, which is sad. And then Ross is just kind of a dick on this whole boat ride, right?
Well, but like, before
I
the boat
know whose time to whose side to take. I'm confused.
So, but before the boat, though, so Kate and Josiah are like getting things up and running, and Kate's like, did Caroline happen to leave a note about what she did last night, or was she just totally useless as usual? Oh, useless. Okay. Oh, there is a note. So she finds the note, and I wrote down what the note said because there was a screen. I saw it on screen, so I took a screenshot. And it says, I was hoping Chandler would help out, but I think he was too exhausted from drying off some surfaces and returning the jet ski to the garage because he went to bed immediately upon finishing up and couldn't be bothered to come find me or take out the trash. Anyway, good night. Which I love. It was a totally passive.
You know what? I don't need a Dear Diary session about your thoughts and feelings. Just tell me what the fuck to do when I wake up. Okay? Thanks.
I get that, Kate, but I feel like, Kate, you also should have really... you should have really respected the amount of passive aggression in that note because it filled my soul.
Well, both the leaders have the same thought, right? Because she tells Josiah, she's like, we'll get through this charter and we'll have a proper meeting where she doesn't feel singled out because that's good for morale. Where's my Red Bull? That's good for morale. Where is it?
Where is my yacht appropriate sweater? That's also good for morale.
So the guests get on the little Tinder or whatever, and Riley's like, yeah, well, I'm a captain in Alaska, so smaller boats, now you're in my world.
Yeah.
Like, wait a minute. Are you the captain of tenders, or are you the captain of, like, a big fishing boat? Like, there's a huge difference, and I'm not really sure where Riley works at this point.
I actually get it. The point is she's not a captain of, like, a yacht, you know, but she can go on, like, a little, you know, like a little fishing boat, you know. I feel like... tender fishing boat, like that's what I trust her expertise on a tender, and so Ross starts to give like a safety talk to like half the guests, and the other half are on the other side of the tender. So he's like, all right, everyone, this is what you do. Man is talking right now. This is how you behave on a boat. And Riley's like, would you like the other guests included? He's like, I'm just gonna talk to these people right here. He's just getting so annoyed at Riley.
But let me finish now, everybody back there. You good? Because he kind of does listen to her because he's only talking half the people.
Right.
And so Riley's like, are you going to keep track of time? Because Kate wants us back at 2:15 on the dot. He's like, ugh.
Yeah. And the guests are starting to get seasick and everything. And she's like helping the guests and everything. And they're trying to find this cave. And Ross can't find the cave. And Riley's like, I think it's over there. I think it's over there. If you looked over there to the left, he's like, stop it. I don't see a cave, and I don't even think the cave exists, so clearly we have to turn around right now. No, I think it's right there. I think that cave, the big cave over there.
I was afraid to be one of the guests. Like, if I was afraid for the guests with both of these two.
Yeah.
Because she's like, it's over there, and you're not going there. And he's like, well, I can't go in there because it's too dangerous. And the water is really choppy. Like,
yeah.
You can see how bad the water is. So I was like, I don't know that they should be going in there at all. Like, he doesn't want to crash on the rocks, and she doesn't want to miss the cave, but... these people are gonna drown. Okay, you're both wrong. Get them the hell back to the yacht.
And she doesn't want them to swim because they get to the cave at 1, which means I guess it took a long time to get to the cave, and they have to be back at 2:15. So like, can we go swimming? And she's like, actually, you know, with the water and everything, and we have to be back soon. I don't think there's gonna be any swimming today. And Ross is like, no, you can swim. It's all right. I'll let you swim. And she's like, all right. And she's like, okay, well, we have snorkeling gear. And he's like, yeah, we have. Never mind. She already said snorkeling gear.
Yeah, he's getting mad that she's even saying that.
Yeah.
It's not safe. I have to deal with that, okay? And she's like, I haven't said anything. I haven't said a word. And he's like, can you identify where a stepladder is? She's like, oh, okay, there's a ladder. He's like, that woman has been questioning me all day. And then this woman's going to barf, you know? And then Riley's like, I'm a captain, and usually what I do is like, what does she say?
She's Rolf? Like, she goes, I just barf off the side and rally. But then Ross is...
Rolf and rally, she said. That's it.
Yeah, and Ross is like, Riley has no faith in my abilities. I'm like, that's because she's a boat captain. That's like actually her occupation, okay? And you are like basically acting like she's an idiot right now.
They're both idiots to me. I can't understand what's going on, but it looks very dangerous. Even getting back on the boat, it's like jerking back so
and
much.
And there's like a propeller. About to hit.
We see one woman almost lose her damn head, you know?
And Riley was like all calm. She's like, it's okay. Come on up. All right. Just hold on a little tight. And Ross is like, we got to go. We're about to sink. We're going to sink. We're going to die. We're all going to die right here.
Chop, we're all going to die.
So
then outside, Caroline's smoking.
She looks like she's going to a punk club. Like, she's going to go to CBGB's. You know, she's in this big sweater with sunglasses on and has a cigarette out. I mean, she looks like a disaster.
The captain's like, Kate.
Yes. Yes, Doppler. Yes, Doppler King.
He's like, I'd rather not have her walking around outside on deck with that uniform on, okay? And she's like, honey, hi. You can't walk around without a uniform, okay? Any other sweater, uniform sweater, that would be great, okay?
Yeah. Captain Kate, I think you left a pile of rags up here, and they might be catching on fire. Is that Caroline smoking a cigarette? Oh, you know what? I think you're right.
Captain Kate, somebody is melting red crayons on the upper deck. Okay, that'd be great.
Captain Kate, I think someone is trying to barbecue a pile of beets up here on the deck.
Someone has left a screen door on the deck. This is a screen door in a goddamn yacht or a submarine.
Captain Kate, I think someone left a sign for McDonald's up here. Can we please remove that? Thank you.
So they are getting ready for lunch, and I just want to say that he's making chicken and beef sushi, which is terrifying.
I just want to say before we talk about that I love the way Kate describes why her sweater is okay. She's like, my sweater is the sort of sweater that goes well with any sort of yacht. It has a nice tailoring to it. His light, nice fabric blend. Caroline, that sweater that Caroline is wearing is a red monstrosity. She looks like a Muppet came out of a cave.
They're called Fraggle Rocks.
I know, exactly.
Okay, how dare you? Have some respect, ma'am.
Yes. So now Adrian's making lunch. He's making sushi for everyone, but one guy doesn't do sushi, so he's getting chicken and steak sushi instead.
Scary.
Yeah.
So Ross and Riley have a little talk, and he's like, I'm sorry, I wasn't communicating well. But I was using hand signals.
Yeah.
And she's like, I feel like you're not confident in me. And he's like, well, sometimes I have to step in. She's like, okay, well, how about next time I see an unsafe situation, I'll just keep my mouth shut. Then everyone can be dead. Okay? Yeah. How about
Which
that?
Which is, again.
How about I just help you decapitate me? How about that?
Which is, again, see, that's where Riley, it's like, that's not a helpful response right there, Riley. That's where you need to work a little bit on your responses.
So she's just all defensive with him. And she's like, I'm a captain, okay? I work on boats for a living. And he's like, all right, well, if something goes bad, you can tell me. She goes, I did tell you. And then so she keeps just getting more and more angry.
And he's getting mad.
Yeah. So he tells us again. He's like, I understand she's a strong-minded woman. And I respect that she doesn't want to be disrespected. But enough's enough, love.
Yeah, because then he's like, you know what? You need to fucking... She's like, I need to fucking what? He's like, never mind. So then we go upstairs. We see Adrian. He's like, I was Japanese in another life. It's like, thanks, Adrian.
Yeah. Here's some raw chicken.
Yeah.
So then Ross and Chandler. Ross is like, what's her name? Riley. She's not listening. And you need to nip it in the butt. And Chandler's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Can we just get through this?
Yeah.
His decision-making rattles me. This behavior with Riley can't be tolerated. And he marches up to the captain, and he's like, this isn't my position to be up here, but here I am. I was like, oh, my God, already a tattletale.
I know. I was liking Ross. I felt like Ross was, like, centered and professional and nice, but, oh, they all fall. They all fall.
Yeah. Well, that brings us to the end of Below Day.
Yes. Tomorrow we are back with Real Housewives of Dallas. Always a pleasure. And remember, go to watchcrappins.com to buy your tickets, get your t-shirts, do whatever you want to do. Just hang out. Just click around on the site if you want. That's what makes you happy. anyway, thank you all for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Ronnie, what a fine lad you are.
Oh, Ben. I love you.
Love you, too.
We'll talk to you, everybody. Bye.
Bye, everyone.